Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Wednesday, September 16th. It's 9 degrees, feels like 8 degrees. This is not a weather podcast. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by FeedPress. FeedPress is where you can go to get awesome analytics and hosting if you're doing a podcast, not a blog necessarily. But they can take your RSS feed, give you analytics, stats, tracking, downloads, subscriber information. For example, at Good Stuff, we can tell how many people subscribe using certain podcast apps, which is kind of handy because a lot of podcast apps these days have their own little subdirectory. So like we can see that one podcast is really popular in Overcast, for example, Mark Arment's popular podcast player, and then realize, oh, he's got it. This, I guess, for grownups now is featured in this one section. That's where a lot of our traffic is coming from. And then you can sort of do stuff with that, I guess. And so if you visit feed.press/dailyish today and sign up, you can try FeedPress for 14 days and you can use coupon code Dailyish to get 10% off the checkout during your checkout to get 10% off your first year. Sorry, I had to adjust the headphone volume so I can hear myself. And also brought to you by Patreon supporters like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how to join the illustrious group of folks who are supporting me with as little as a dollar a day and or as much as a dollar a day, whichever way that makes you feel better, I guess. A cup of coffee a month, something like that. Is how you can support what I'm doing here at Good Stuff with podcasting. So quick one today, once again, trying to get an episode out before I walk my son to school or take my son to school. I have to decide if it's raining or not and if I'm lazy. I'm just coming forward and admitting to everybody, if you're not already aware, that I'm a bit of an early adopter nerd with web sites and apps and things like that. I don't often talk about it or tweet about it a lot because I do genuinely try and suss out whether the app is any good or interesting before I start telling everybody about it, because lots of apps kind of fade away and aren't really that useful. For example, Snapchat, for one, I tried it out, didn't get it, and haven't really used it a ton until lately, like, which is now, I don't know how long it's been around, a year and a half, 2 years probably. Not that long in internet, in the real world, but in internet terms anyways. It's an old company now probably, but they added a new feature called Stories, and it's kind of like changed how you can use Snapchat, at least, and made it a little more interesting to me. Not so much for my own use as far as pushing stuff out, but checking in. They sort of kind of collect people's stories around a city or an event that's happening, and you kind of get it like a glimpse on the ground of, say, a place like Italy or an event like something that happened recently that's not in my brain. I can't think of anything. Anyways, and it's kind of just neat to get, you know, you can see like news reports or a YouTube video, but it's like a 2 minute long, maybe a minute and a half long curated quick glance at what happened at, say, the running of the Bulls was on there at one point, where it was like not just your news report of like a nicely packaged thing, but more like all the people on the ground actually doing the thing or involved in the thing, their perspective on it. So anyways, that's an aside. I think my handle on there is iChris306 or something, but I forgot. Anyways, the platform I was going to talk about actually is one that I'm still not really sure about, but it's kind of fun and interesting enough to worth mentioning. And it's something called Blab. The URL is blab.im. And of course, it's got this goofy name, just like everything on the web. But it's basically like a video chat service for where up to four people, I think. Sometimes I've seen more, so I'm not sure if there's a limitation there. Four people appear on video, and then there's also a chat room for people who are listening or watching the blab, I guess, basically. And it's kind of like what Google Hangouts does, or like Periscope, for example, is something that's for one person video streaming out to the world. Blab is like four people all at once chatting together, up to four people. And the difference with Blab is it's not like a new idea per se. Like I said, Google Hangouts does it. Other services do this. It's just how easy it is to get signed up and start doing it. And it's still in beta. There's issues. For me, it's like it only works in Chrome or Firefox. And sometimes has trouble picking up my webcam and things like that. But for me, what's interesting about it is just, like I said, how easy it is to get going and how easy it is to use potentially as like a, say, with Good Stuff, for a podcast platform to do like a live video show if you wanted to. Whereas like a year ago, even, you need a lot of equipment or go through the laborious process actually of like trying to figure out how to use Google Hangouts properly so that your video ends up where you want it. Because with Blab, what they do is you and I could have a Hangout on there, a Blab on there, and then basically they just email you a link afterwards with the video, the audio, and an embed code, so you could just throw it right on your website if you wanted to, and you're done. And they take care of hosting the video. Apparently, Kyle Roderick and I, my partner here at Good Stuff, were on the other day just testing things out, and people were kind of jumping into our conversation and jumping out and talking about some of the stuff that goes on with Blab. Apparently, one of the co-founders or financiers or whatever backers for it is some really rich dude who's committed to like at least 2 years on this platform before they try and sell it or flip it or whatever. Who knows? We'll see. I mean, if Google comes knocking with a big bag of cash and says, here, please, can we have this? And I'm sure they would say, okay, I guess we'll take $60 billion or whatever. So anyways, all that aside, it's just kind of interesting. Bear in mind that it's beta. Bear in mind that there's no pricing model or structured released yet for it. So who knows where it'll end up. It's, don't build your business around it or anything like that. But it's kind of an interesting platform to check out and participate in. If you look at like the homepage lists, all the live ongoing right now blabs, which feels dumb to say, I know, but you just get over it. And it's a little bit of heavy on the marketing SEO douchebag kind of stuff that goes on the web, as often happens with first sort of runs at some of these platforms. And so we'll see how it all settles out. But it's interesting. It's an interesting enough platform, I guess, I felt worth mentioning and blabbing about here on the podcast. So I'll put a URL to or a link in the show notes to my profile. I think it's just blab.im/iChris. And you can sign up if you want and see some of my random tests of using this platform. You have to have a Twitter account in order to sign into it, I think. I don't think they have a sign up otherwise right now with email or whatever. And you don't have to sign up. If you sign up, you're not committed to doing like appearing on video. You can just be a person who watches and comments on other videos. So anyways, that's my little blab on Blab. Hope you enjoyed it. I was just telling my wife last night, I have all this useless information about like websites and apps and stuff that the majority of people, either they like, the people who would actually use it are like other early adopters like me who get into this and are already on there. And the other people are like normal folks who could care less about some new platform and just want to be able to check their email and not have their computer crash on them. And that's kind of like I don't know what purpose I serve in this internet world, but I digress, and it's fun for me, so hopefully it's fun for you. Okay, I gotta go. Have a good day. Hope your Wednesday is awesome, and I will talk to you later. You can follow me on Twitter as well. iChris on Twitter. Good Stuff FM is where you can follow the Good Stuff Network, and of course this episode can be found at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/134. Visit goodstuff.fm for all your check out all the great shows that we have going right now at Good Stuff. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Bye.